want to build your brand to being the baddest ass motherfucker in your industry? Practice your craft. Put as much time into the business side that you put into the trade side. When you practice, you respect yourself.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Hey, what's up, fighters? Check it out. Welcome to the Contractor Fight. Today, I want to talk about the importance of practice. Think about any profession. You're a musician, you're an athlete, you're a lawyer, you're a contractor, whatever it is. How do you become a master? You become a master by putting the time into the thing you're doing, right? If you think about how long it might have taken you to learn how to really cut in a ceiling line if you're a painter, or how to hang crown molding like a master, where you can look at it and figure it out and you just know, right? Like, just inside of you, you've reached this level of mastery that just comes so fucking easy to you. All right, think of the athletes in the world and things like that, and the musicians and all this other stuff. They reach this level of mastery. Now, one of the things I've talked about here before is the four levels of learning a skill. And I want to focus today on the importance of getting to the top level, which is called unconscious competence. But first, you know, if you think through the four levels here, the first level is unconscious incompetence. So you're not very good at the thing, you suck at the thing, but you don't even know you suck. All right, well then you go, wow, I'm not very good at this thing. Now you have some awareness, now you move to conscious incompetence. I'm still no good at it, but at least I'm aware. And we see this a lot in our sales academy, where guys are like, I've never had any real sales training, or the sales training I had was put on by some fuck in khakis and a button-up shirt and has no idea what it's like being a contractor and the things that we go through. And our sales process can be very different, very emotional, a lot of moving parts to it, you know, things like that. And so we never had any of that training. And so we got to wake up one day and just go, you know what? I gotta up my game here. And so we see that a lot in our Contractor Sales Academy. Well, then you start putting some time in. You start doing the reps. You know, it's like you're in the gym, you're practicing, or you're shooting the free throws. You know, like Larry Bird, what was it, 1,000 free throws every day and all this other shit. All right? Then you reach conscious competence, where I'm good at this thing. And then with continued practice, continued focus and effort and a clear goal, then you reach this level of mastery called unconscious competence, where it becomes second nature to you. And this is the level that I am trying to help all of you get to in your business in regards to running a business. So whether it's your sales process, it's the leadership, it's the business chops that you have, understanding your numbers and things like that. This is the process that we're taking people through here in the Contractor Fight. And the ultimate goal is to get you to unconscious competence. All right. So many times we're willing to put this work in, we're willing to practice, but we don't know what to do. I've been there. Like, I want to get better at this skill, but I have no idea where to turn, no idea where to look, which is where a lot of you guys find the Contractor Fight. You're typing something into YouTube or the podcast search feature, you know, for contractors or whatever it is, and boom, here you are in the Contractor Fight because you didn't know where to turn. You know, we don't know where to put our attention sometimes, and that's totally natural. And that's where a mentor comes in. That's where a coach comes in. That's where people that have walked this path before you come in. You know, as a high school football coach, my kids, they show up, they want to practice, they want to put the work in, they just don't know what drills to do. They don't know the things that are going to help them get to the level that they want to get to as a football player. And that's where a mentor or a coach comes in. And so if you're watching this, you're being mentored right now, you're being coached right now. And this is totally free, which is cool. It's a win for you, right? And I appreciate all the emails that we get and all the messages and things like that, sharing your stories of how you watching one of our videos or listening to one of our podcasts or whatever it is has helped your business grow, helped you get out of a tough spot, helped you pay off debt. I've even heard how because you got your head out of your ass as a business person, your freaking marriage is better and stuff like that. That's amazing. So I want to outline a couple things here of what happens. I got probably 6 or 8 things here that I'm going to go through. These are the results of committing to practicing. And listen, I'm going to tell you at the end, there's going to be an ask. There's going to be an ask. And the ask is this: if you want to keep getting better and all this other stuff, then keep listening to this stuff and keep watching this stuff and keep applying it. All right. And it's here for you and it's always going to be here for you. And I'm going to continue to produce this content for you to help you. If you want results faster, then I'm going to ask you at the end of this recording here today to shoot me a text with the word coach in it if you're interested in some of our programs. So I'm just being totally transparent here. If you want to move faster, then reach out to us because I have a fucking kick-ass team and we know how to help people. We know how to help get them results. But listen, I want to encourage you to practice. Practice, 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 practice. What happens when you study? What happens when you practice like a madman? The first thing that happens is the game slows down. Again, sports analogy, it's what I got. All right, but the more time you spend in the batter's box, right? In batting practice, seeing pitches come at you, a curveball and a fastball and a slider and all that other stuff, it slows down in the game because you've seen it so many times. Or I see it a lot in football where a linebacker, he's watched film. He knows that when this guard pulls and this guy blocks down, they're running a power play to that side. And it's like the game is in slow motion because he's studied so much film. We've done so much walkthrough. We've repped it over and over and over. And then he blows through the A gap, lights up the fucking running back, turns the ball over, and we win the game, right? Because the game slowed down. So when you practice, take the sales process. This is, in our sales academy, we talk all the time. We have a belt program, like you got to do so many role plays to get a green belt and a blue belt and a brown belt and all this other stuff. And the reason we do that is so that when the real shots are fired for in the sales game, in the battles you're fighting every day, you're out there, you're getting phone calls and leads are coming in and you're trying to sell jobs and you're getting objections and people are telling you your price is too high or they're going to think about it or all these other things. When you've practiced and you've put the time in, the game actually slows down and you're able to recognize things, which leads me to the second thing. You see opportunities in front of you that you don't normally see because you've done so many reps in practice. If you want to see more opportunities pop up in front of you, then commit to practice. The other cool thing is muscle memory takes over. It's kind of what we talked about with this unconscious competence, this level of mastery of learning a skill. I can't tell you how many times clients of mine have said, "Oh my God, I was in this sales call the other day and they said something and something just kind of blurted out of my mouth and I don't know where it came from, but it was the right thing to say." And what they realized is it was something that they had practiced over and over and over in role plays, but the muscle memory just took over, okay? So when you practice, you're gonna naturally have responses that are gonna get you closer to your goals, get you closer to those wins. When you practice, confidence grows. Your confidence grows. All right. You walk out on the field of battle in anything, and you're not dialed in, you're not practiced, you haven't studied your opponent, you don't understand their motives for buying or whatever all these things are that we could talk about right now as examples. When you walk out there not prepared, I don't know about you, but I feel shorter. I feel like, I'm just trying to survive here. But when I'm dialed in, when I'm practiced, I'm taller, my confidence grows, and people are attracted to confidence. Can't tell you how many people I've worked with through the years that hired me because I was simply a confident human being. And that confidence comes from, I know my numbers. I know my team. I lead my team. I know the meetings that we have. I know our sales process. All these things combined, I know the culture that we've created. All these things combined build me up and give me incredible confidence in my business. Another benefit here, something that happens when you commit to practice. You represent as a professional. And when you come across as a frickin' pro, your brand builds. Your reputation as an expert grows. You want to build your brand to be the being the baddest ass motherfucker in your industry? Practice your craft. Put as much time into the business side that you put into the trade side. Imagine if you did that, how much further along your business would be. When you practice, you respect yourself. Again, I don't know about you, but when I show up and I'm not prepared and I'm not practiced and I feel like I'm reaching for shit, I feel like a total moron and I'm insecure and I have no respect for myself because I'm like, damn it, I'm better than this. Same with you. When you practice and you put the time in and you're looking at your P&L every week with your office manager and you're looking at your marketing plan each week and you're practicing your sales process and you're having a company meeting and you're working through the issues that you're having in the field, all these things. This is what I mean by practice, guys. This is you're putting in the time. You're not avoiding it. Most of us avoid this shit because we're uncomfortable. I don't care what you're practicing. When you start trying to turn things around, it's uncomfortable. It's like brushing your teeth or wiping your ass with the opposite hand. It never feels natural, right? So I want you to push through that because when you do that, you're going to have more respect for yourself and you're also going to earn more respect from others because you're going to show up like you're a freaking professional badass who's prepared, who isn't half-assing things and all that other stuff. And guys, finally, when you practice, when you put the time in to develop your business chops, you are going to get to your goals faster. You are going to get faster results. Do you know that most small contractors in America are making $50,000 to $60,000 a year? That's ridiculous. You're out there busting your ass every day to beautify people's homes and properties, right? You're an essential member of your community, doing great things. You've practiced your craft for years. You're an expert. You're working long hours, sometimes 7 days a week. So why should you settle for table scraps? Worse yet, why should you put your family's future at risk? My mission here in the Contractor Fight is to bring respect back to the trades. It's to help you build the life that you want to live. And that's why I've started the Contractor Fight Club. It's for guys who need a boost to get their business on track without spending thousands of dollars a year on business coaching that may or may not apply to them. So listen, Contractor Fight Club is personalized, low-cost coaching program to help you make the leap from craftsman to business owner. You're going to learn what it means to know your numbers. You're going to learn how to get your phone to ring. You're going to be able to pick my brain about things that it's going to take to build a strong team. Whatever you want to talk about it, you get access to me. But you also get access to our monthly Fight Night training calls. As a member of the Contractor Fight Club, you get the Fight Night training calls and the library of calls that we have in the past. So all the past calls are yours. You get access to me through our private coaching app that we use. So you can message me and I reply to those every morning. So you've got something you need to pick my brain on, you are good to go. So listen, go to thecontractorfight.com/fight-club to learn more about this high impact, low cost coaching program to help you kick some serious ass in your business. So listen, hopefully today I've made the case for why you need to practice, why you need to take time each and every day to get your mind right. Okay, talk about getting the mind right. We've talked here a million times. I write stuff down every day in my book that gets my mind right. I'm practicing the habit of telling myself I'm a badass, telling myself that I'm a professional, telling myself that I'm a magnet for success and money and cool people. This is practice, okay? I'm intentionally putting these things into my day. And I want to encourage you guys to do the same thing. So listen, if you feel like you should be further along in your business. If you're looking in the mirror and you're going, damn, am I really showing up as a pro or not? I want to encourage you to do what it takes to grow. And if you want to grow faster, you want to learn about having somebody walk side by side with you, a kick-ass team of people who have been there and are doing it, then text the word coach, C-O-A-C-H, simply just the word coach to 719-299-3852, and someone from my team will get in touch and we'll assess where you're at in your business and whether or not we can help you move to the results that you want faster. Guys, you know, if you've listened to the show, I've done hundreds of episodes, hundreds of videos, hundreds of podcasts, things like that. I rarely come out and pitch something like I'm pitching it now. So if you're listening to the show for the first time, this is not a normal thing. But I believe this is so important because we are at a crucial time right now in your business. And here's what it is. At some point, things are going to take a dive in the economy. And I don't know who it's going to affect. I don't know how it's going to affect. But my goal is that you're all ready. My goal is that the mistakes that you said you never repeat during the last economic shitstorm don't happen to you again. And that's why it's important to step on the gas now when things are good. It's important to get this stuff dialed in. It's important to pay your debt off and build your war chest, build your brand, because the more you do that now, you'll be stronger to weather the storms later on. Guys, I appreciate you. Do not neglect practice. Don't half-ass building your business. And we'll talk to you guys next time on The Fight.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag JoinTheFight. And our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.